Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Roy.
We may sound a little different. That's because we're not able to record in our normal studios during the coronavirus outbreak. In this programme, we have a word that is used to say when someone is upset over something minor or trivial. Speaking of which, you got really upset when the vending machine didn't have any of those sweets you liked this morning.
I really like unicorn truffles. Oh, you have no idea how good they are. Oh, it ruined my day.
Everyone likes unicorn truffles, but there's no need to get overly upset about it. They're just sweets. You were so salty this morning.
What do you mean salty? You mean I was sweaty? I sweat when I get stressed.
No, Roy. Salty means you got upset over nothing. They're just sweets. If you're that desperate for them, you should go to the supermarket before work, like I did.
Wait. You've got some unicorn truffles? Oh, can I have one, please?
You can have one and only one. Anyway, let's listen to these examples.
She was so salty when she lost the board game. It's really not that important. He was so salty yesterday when nobody wanted to go to lunch with him. I'm sorry, it was a bad joke, but there's no need to get salty about it.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the word salty. And now, Roy, you're salty because I won't give you more sweets.
Feifei, you have a bag full of unicorn truffles. You could open a sweet shop, you have that many. So I'm not being salty. I don't think it's unreasonable to be upset that you won't give me one more sweet.
Fine, but only because I'm a nice person. Talking about being salty, did you see Rob this morning?
Yes. Why was he so angry? I saw him hitting the keyboard. He was so angry with you, Feifei.
Haha, that's because I unplugged his computer. He couldn't turn it on. So when I told him that I'd done it as a joke, he got really salty.
You're the best, Feifei. You love playing practical jokes on people. Well, I need to get back to my desk. Wait, I can't move. I'm stuck to the chair.
Yes, I know. I put lots of super glue on your chair before you sat down. Don't get salty about it. Here, have a couple of unicorn truffles to cheer you up.
Thanks, Feifei, but I really need to go back to work. Can you get me off this chair, please?
Bye, Roy.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.